This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a columnist, a Fox News columnist, much on Fox Business. Kevin McCarthy of the San Joaquin Valley, California, is elected Speaker of the House. Congratulations. It took many ballots. There were a lot of tensions to be resolved in the Republican Party. Now, with a slim majority, surprisingly, the exact same slim majority that Nancy Pelosi had for 2 years of the Biden administration and managed it very well, the House Republican Party is setting its task to investigate, because we can presume there will not be legislation that advances in any fashion unless the Democrats completely agree, and that is recently not much in hand. However, the investigation power is in the hands of the chairman of the various committees. And we'll start with the border, only because it's a matter of the president's concern, of the president of Mexico, López Obrador, and the prime minister of Canada. The border has been a difficult story for the first 2 years of the Biden administration. We're told that in the three leaders of North America, the border, narco-terrorism, inflation, and energy are all discussed. Liz, there's no mystery about what's happening at the border. The Biden administration, to my knowledge, vouchsafes this. The Republicans will spend time investigating why, perhaps, not come up with a good answer. Is there a good answer? Is this good for the economy to have an open border?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, what we've seen in recent months is more and more of these people who have entered our country illegally being shipped off to cities like New York and Philadelphia and Chicago, where they're causing a real economic problem. I mean, at least if you believe the mayor of New York City, who is asking for $1 billion from the federal government, you know, up until very recently and up until these blue cities had to sort of take in thousands of migrants, no one ever talked about the cost of that unfettered immigration, the fact that we've had 4 million people enter the country illegally in 2 years. I mean, this is unprecedented. But of the group that stays, let's say it's half of that number, they have to be housed. They get free education. They get free medical care. This is a disaster, I think, for a lot of these towns and cities that where these people are landing. And it cannot go on. I think the Republicans want to embarrass the administration. And I have to say, they've already done a pretty good job of doing that simply by finally getting the news media to pay attention to it. For a good solid year, everybody, including the White House, just ignored the fact that the doors were open. I credit the Republican governors of Arizona, Texas, and Florida for sending these migrants to cities where they're not accustomed to being welcomed, the sanctuary cities, because there's a cost to all this. And I think the country needs to wake up to that. Do we want immigration to build our ranks of people working and paying taxes? Of course we do. We want legal immigration. We want people, you know, ideally, that have the skills and capabilities to really add to our economy. But just allowing millions, hundreds of thousands of people to come into the country that are basically not able to work legally and that are basically sapping the resources of our cities and towns, that's a disaster in my view.
Another investigation, well, there are several investigations having to do with China. The origins of the COVID pandemic, which continues and rages across China and will damage the global economy in the coming weeks and months because of the supply chain. And then the investigation of the mystery of the president's son and the president's family to do with significant Chinese Communist Party members or people who were familiar with Chinese Communist members. I've forgotten all the facts, Liz, but the question is, Biden administration has not answered questions that are obvious. Who was this person? Why was money exchange? Why did money exchange hands? Why did Hunter Biden ride along with the vice president and meet with Chinese Communist Party members who are now understood to either be disappeared or part of the state security mysteries? Are all those questions vital to our economy? That's a hard question. And is this going to be revelation, or do we already know the answers, Liz?
Well, look, I think we know a great deal of this. What the Republicans in the House are doing is trying to tell America a story that has not been told. The Hunter Biden laptop is dismissed by the White House as not important. We know it is important. We know that Joe Biden most likely lied about his involvement with his son's questionable, and I use that word kindly, business dealings, not just in China, but in Russia and Ukraine. How did he make millions of dollars? Why is Joe meeting with all his business associates when he says he never talked to any to his son about any of these activities? Is this an economic issue for the country? No, but I would take a bigger picture here, which is that I think it's really been dangerous that we have spent $5 trillion in unusual aid and spending programs over the last two or three years, much of it really going to Democrat-aligned groups like the teachers' unions, and it has to stop. And I think the more that the Republicans gain power, the more that America listens to some of these stories, I think the Democrats' ability to just ram through huge spending bills and that basically are, in my view, irresponsible and full of pork, et cetera, I think that diminishes. I think that the Democrats' ability to simply have their own way, if you will, has gone down and will continue to go down. I think an awful lot of Americans are disaffected. The reason 60% plus of the country thinks we're on the wrong track is partly because of a really profound double standard in how everybody investigated and charged Donald Trump's administration with all kinds of nefarious activities. But then when it came to actually electing a man who may well be compromised with the Chinese Communist Party, the media basically ignored the whole story. So people are mad about that, John, and I think it's rather refreshing to think that some of this will get light shone on it. There is the tree falling in the forest phenomenon. If the liberal media doesn't pick up these stories, doesn't cover these investigations in Congress, you know, people really aren't going to learn much. And these stories may yet be untold. But I think really at heart, there is going to be an effort in the new Republican-led House to cut back on spending. Right. And I think that's very good news.
Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, and much on Fox Business, awaiting more from the data centers in Wall Street to know the direction of the American economy. The CPI is next week, and we'll anticipate it. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.